Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Technical Officer of American Manganese, doing business as Recyclical Battery Materials. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Zarko.
Thanks for having me.
Zarko, what's the latest there?
Well, you know, this week I really want to emphasize a few things, and, you know, especially our company business model's focus and timeline, because I do receive a lot of questions about this, and I want to make things clear for listeners on our logic behind these decisions. And I hope you'll share the same confidence as me after this. As we've mentioned before, we are focused on an integrated recycling and upcycling model. And this really looks to construct commercial plants alongside or co-locate with strategic partners in the lithium-ion battery supply chain. And this can include, you know, battery makers, EV OEMs, cathode manufacturers, and even lithium miners. And what is the reasoning and why do we want to do this? Well, you know, our team definitely had the foresight to see the need for recycling very early on when recycling was not talked about much. But now it's really clear to see that there are many recycling companies entering the space, and all of them will be competing for the same pool of waste lithium-ion batteries, which will need to be recycled. And this naturally creates an increase in competition to secure supplies from waste EV batteries and battery production scrap. And you know, you need to appear like the biggest recycler. You know, therefore, you know, I've been seeing, and you'll probably see as well, lots of headline news of recycling companies building the largest commercial recycling plants, only for a few months later, another recycling company announces an even bigger plant. But to maintain this scale, I'm estimating it will require hundreds of millions of dollars and a workforce in the hundreds to manage the upfront logistics, material processing, and product sales on a projected supply of waste lithium-ion battery materials. In contrast, we're cautious and look to minimize this investment risk by preparing for commercialization with potential partners at a strategic scale, such as our demonstration plant project, which looks to de-risk scale up, and provide adequate technical due diligence for household names that have teams of people analyzing our process. And this includes multiple ongoing discussions at differing stages of advancement. You know, what if, you know, we ask ourselves the question, what if the supply is not there, especially for these companies building these large plants? You know, a company may have secured a short-term contract with a supplier, but what if a competitor comes in and decides to offer more for the waste batteries and takes that business away from you? You have a large plant with no material coming in. And a great quote, which I read in a recent Bloomberg article from Hans-Erik Mellin, says, quote, nobody's really looking at each other, and they seem to think there'll be a lot of scrap and end-of-life batteries. But if you look at the level of capacity that's coming online, it's huge in relation to what we need, end quote. And in that same article, Glencore's global head of recycling is quoted saying, if you're building a standalone battery recycling business, that business is now under pressure. Some of the recycling-only business models will not succeed, or at least will be stressed because they're going to be waiting for all that scrap to arrive, end quote. And that article will be attached as well. And the article goes on to talk about supplementing feedstock in the battery recycling plant with raw materials from mine in case there is a battery shortage. To be quite honest, it's not entirely clear to me how that would work. The other thing we consider and really ask ourselves is that, you know, the battery and EV companies have more than just, more waste than just batteries. But battery recycling companies are looking to source the most valuable waste. They're looking to take that most valuable waste off of their hands. So where's the rest of that material going? Is the rest of that less valuable stuff, going to a waste management company? Or does that waste management company just create a all-in-one solution and take the batteries along with all the other waste that they're dealing with? I think would definitely make it easier for the supplier, but then also take away a lot of the supply from different recycling companies. But then the most important question we ask is, what if the battery makers and EV OEMs decide to recycle their waste in-house? Then nobody gets the supply. No independent or standalone recycler gets the supply of batteries because these battery makers and EV OEMs are the ones they're dictating where this material goes. And with that, with the battery materials becoming increasingly more valuable, I believe, and I mean, really structure around our business model, is that this is the way it'll go, and that they're going to hold on to their waste. And, you know, we've also been saying this for years, but there was a recent benchmark report as well that was titled Battery Production Scrap to be Main Source of Recycled Material This Decade. We're also going to attach this with the podcast, but in the report, they go on to say that the battery production scrap will account for 78% of the pool of recyclable materials in 2025. And I know, you know, we've really stressed for years the quantity of scrap that can be recycled. We tested scrap in our pilot plant, we tested scrap in our demonstration plant, and a lot of times we're talking, well, why aren't we doing black mass? And which we can do as well, but, you know, we're really once front and center talking about scrap. So you can see, you know, we do think forward, quite a bit, but really putting all this market research together is keeping our team calm as we work under the radar to advance our, patented recycling technology, because we believe the companies who dictate what to do with their waste streams will be looking to integrate recycling technology in their own supply chain versus actually buying the recycled materials from a standalone company. And we are watching competitors, and I am aware of kind of what's out there, but I'm really watching them from a technology standpoint, because in an integrated model, it's really the best technology that wins out. And from what I see, I remain confident in our processor's ability for a really strong future forward.
Zarco, for people new to the company, where are you traded and how can they get more information about it?
Yeah, so we are, you know, doing business as Recyclable Battery Materials, but we are still traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM. You can find more information on our website, www.multimedia.com. as well as www.recyclable.com, and there you'll find all of our contact information.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia, Chief Technical Officer of American Manganese, doing business as Recyclable Battery Materials. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place September 9th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.